Hey, Akeem. This is Ralph Macchiano from the New York Daily News. How you doing?
Hey, I'm all good. What's up, man?
Not much, man. Congratulations on making a run in the playoffs. I was just wondering, you had such a frustrating end to your Giants career. You know, what does it feel like for you now to have that in your past and be beyond it and be a contributor to a team that's sitting on the verge of an AFC championship?
Man, you know, it's a... being in this situation definitely a blessing, man. You know, I cherish it. You know, ending in New York didn't go so well, but, you know, no bad blood there. You know, hats off to those guys over there for what we accomplished and, you know, did in the past. But, you know, right now I'm with the new organization, a new team, and, you know, it's been a fun ride, and I've been enjoying it, you know, just to be back in this game. You know, these are games that you live for, that you want to play in. So, man, it's just real good to be back in this position, man, and you know, having a chance to get another ring.
You were for many years in New York. You were the guy, the number one receiver. Has it been an adjustment at all for you to, you know, to sort of take a secondary or sometimes a third receiver role?
Yeah, you know, that was probably the biggest adjustment, you know, coming from, you know, New York, being the number one guy and, you know, coming to play a different role here. But, you know, I feel like I've played my role extremely well and did what I could do and contribute to the team the best way possible, man. You know, I think, but yeah, that was probably the hardest thing, honestly speaking, that I have to adjust to the role. But, you know, I feel like, you know, it's a team game regardless of, you know, of anything. So, you know, as long as, you know, I feel like I can contribute to make plays, man, it's all fun. And, you know, just got to keep winning, man. And like I said, it takes a team, you know, to win the Super Bowl. We got a good team.
Akeem, can you talk about just the faith and trust you have in your quarterback?
Definitely, man. You know, I have trust and faith that, you know, he's going to get us in the right situations throughout the game, deliver the ball to the open guys as he goes through his reads. And the trust has to be mutual. You know, he has to be able to trust us that we're on top of our game plan and that we're executing things to the T. And making plays for him, man. That's how you gain that trust. You know, making the catches that don't nobody expect you to make, you know, from a receiver or, you know, tight end or skill position standpoint. And that trust just continues to get built, you know, through the course of time.
Hey, what's the difference between this Patriots defense and the one you say faced in the Super Bowl back in 2011?
Well, you know, it's a lot of similarities. There's some different faces, you know. Obviously, you know, with Revis and Browner, but you know, McCourty's still there, and Chung's still there as well. So, you know, they got some new corners, and you know, I think the linebackers are different as well too. They had Brandon Spikes in the middle when we played them in New York. Now they got you know, different guys. But you know, I think they play together. You know, they got the Belichick scheme. You know, they play a cover one. They got the corners, physical corners, and Revis and Browner. And you know, they could lock up man, and you know, they could play zone as well. So they throw quite a few things out there, man. It's going to be on us to capitalize on plays that we need to capitalize on, and make big plays throughout the game, and believe that we'll get a victory.
Does the presence of Revis and Browner put more pressure on you, sort of as a, you know, as a slot guy, to maybe exploit some of their other cornerbacks?
I don't think it's no pressure. I think that you know, we just have to focus on, you know, playing our game. When I line up outside, you know, I look forward to the challenge of playing against the elite guys and top guys. That's when you're supposed to be at your best, and that's when your best should come out. So, you know, I look forward to those kind of matchups, and you know, it'll be fun.
Hey, Keem, has another difference for you been, it seems, at least from the outside, that you're pretty healthy, which obviously you were a lot of times at the end of your Giants career. Has that been a big help to you this season?
That's definitely been a big help. You know, I think, you know, in New York, I was just, you know, having injury after injury, and I think I just wasn't taking care of him the right way. I just kept trying to play to him instead of, you know, being patient and, you know, sitting to let it heal. But, you know, now I'm extremely healthy, man. You know, looking back on it now, I think, you know, that's something that I just had to go through. You know, my body was adjusting. You know, I was a guy coming to the NFL. I never missed a game, you know, due to no injury. So, you know, I look at it like, you know, it was just my way of getting broken. And, you know, injuries come with the game. It's just a matter of missing time or not.
Do you see any difference between the way Andrew Luck's playing right now and the way Eli did during your Super Bowl run?
Well, you know, there was a whole different scheme, you know, in New York. You know, we was under Gilbride offense, and now we're under, you know, Pep Hamilton, which is what Andrew ran at Stanford. So this is the offense that he's very comfortable with, and, you know, he knows where everybody's supposed to be at all times. So, you know, I think, you know, they're similar in ways, you know, they over-prepare, you know, meeting with the guys, always talking, making sure we're on the same page. So, you know, just that, you know, that leadership role that each, you know, quarterback has to have, every elite quarterback has to have. And Andrew definitely has that.
Do